Mayors from around the country are calling on the federal government to show some leadership and tackle the nation's recycling crisis. This is one of the big issues at this year's Australian Local Government Association conference in Canberra, along with climate change, water and drought. Councils are demanding urgent action to address the growing stockpiles of waste following last year's toughened standards by China for the recyclable materials it will import. In recent months, Indonesia and Malaysia have also stopped accepting Australia's plastic waste, which has exacerbated the problem. David O'Loughlin is the president of the Australian Local Government Association. He's the mayor of Prospect in South Australia. David, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on board.
David, it's more than a year now since China banned our recyclable waste. Some other countries, Asian countries, have followed suit. Has there been any progress in tackling the mounting stockpiles? What's happened?
Look, not enough movement in that regard. Unfortunately, our exports of plastics went up last year because other countries were found to take it. Those other countries are moving to a similar position to China, saying, well, look, this is terrific, but we've got our own plastic waste, which is growing, and we're struggling to deal with that. And we've been asking for Australia to onboard its responsibilities for some time, but that means industry development is required. There are a number of uses for plastics which we can do on shore, but it needs investment, and we know that the federal government's interested. They're struggling to get their national policy together. And we know that states have got huge amounts of money in their waste levy accounts, well over $1 billion between four states. And we're saying to them, this is the time to spend it and work with local government and industry to develop capability and jobs onshore.
Is it happening? As I say, we've heard a lot about, we've seen the images of the huge stockpiles in Victoria, and one of those councils affected, Darabin Council, has put forward a motion, I think, at your conference calling for the creation of an intergovernmental recycling task force and a $1 billion fund. What would the $1 billion fund be for, David?
And we've had 13 motions. More than 10% of our motions we're dealing with in our three debate sessions during our National General Assembly deal with purely reducing waste and recycling. It's of huge interest to local government because it's of huge interest to their communities. A $1 billion fund is already in existence. We don't have to argue about it. We just have to shake it out of the state treasurers and to get the federal government to get on board with some national policy.
Can I interrupt you there? When you say $1 billion fund's already in existence, what is that?
Well, just consider, for instance, in New South Wales, they impose a waste levy on councils and industry where they raise over $750 million each and every year, and only 18% of it goes back into the waste industry in the form of education via councils. Victoria also have a levy. South Australia also have a levy. Other states have a levy.
So these are state government levies. The state governments hold these funds.
That's right. Exactly right. And together, they have over $1 billion in savings in waste levy accounts. They could make that available to do industry development.
We spoke recently to the brand new Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee. Waste comes under her remit and she's identified local recycling as one of her priorities. Here's what she had to say recently to us.
We've got a $167 million commitment, and that's what we talked about during the campaign, which is all about using the Clean Energy Finance Corporation as a vehicle through which you invest in projects at local, state and federal level that increase the use of recyclables.
Is the Clean Energy Finance Corporation the right place to fund recycling?
Well, they can approve projects and they're a good body to do that. So we will design appropriate guidelines that mean let's get the outcomes right.
So that's the new Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee. She's talking about using the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Also, she's talking about $167 million. Do you think she's on the right track?
Absolutely. We've been asked and been working, you know, hand in hand with the federal government around this topic, saying that they don't need to put up all the money. They simply need to put up enough money to entice the state treasurers to open the bank on the waste levies that they've got and leverage that money out of the state accounts, because that's where most of the money is held. And look, your listeners and listeners
though,
right around the country have been paying that levy for years,
so
and not seeing the benefits.
I understand the money, but what to do with the money? What's your solution?
Oh, there's tons of things that are happening. They're even turning tyres back into diesel fuel, oil and steel. We've got most manufacturers of a hot mix and spray seal that people drive on every single day are saying that they have processes where they can introduce plastics and rubber crumb into hot mix. They're just waiting on governments to buy the product off them. We're saying that the federal and state governments should mandate those products in their standard specifications. Local councils everywhere rely on state specifications to back up their own specifications for road materials. So if we had a change just simply in the specification of hot mix and spray seal, we could deal with, I'm told, 52% of the waste plastics in Australia straight away, just with that change. And there's all sorts of other products in terms of remanufacturing plastic into new packaging and also into outdoor materials like bollards and seats and tables and the like that councils use every day in their procurement. What we've got to do is get this material back into the manufacturing cycle so that we can create a true circular economy and reuse these materials over and over until the resource is completely exhausted. With plastics, that's several life cycles. We're just not doing it at the moment, and we need to.
So what are you calling on the government, federal government and state governments, to do with these funds to set up local recycling plants, local innovative recycling solutions, or to have, you know, one central major project in Victoria, one in South Australia? What's the ideal?
We're calling on two things. One is to finalise the development of the national waste policy, which the previous federal governments were pretty keen to do. In terms of the motherhood headline statements, they're all agreed amongst the federal and state and local governments. What we need are hard targets to say this is what's going to happen over the next 5 years. Now, the states have run scurrying, saying, well, that will mean we'll have to use some of our levy and we'll have to get our act together. That's exactly right. They have to mandate some of these changes.
But also, waste is a collective term. There's all sorts of waste collected from each council. That job in itself, the sorting, the transport, and not to mention the innovation of what to do with it, is a big management project.
Absolutely it is, and many councils are leading the way in this. So my own council, for instance, makes sure that we divert food out of the landfill bin. So we get our food into the composting or the organic bin. That reduces weight, it reduces the tonnage, which is then what the levy is applied to. It also gets that food back into the organic stream and back to farmers to put back in our very thin soil profiles. It's a no-brainer, Fran, but there's so few people doing this and so few systems approved to do it. And if we simply got food out of the waste stream, that would save a huge amount of CO2 gases, because food turns into methane when it's buried.
Yeah. And so is that as simple as having an organic waste bin? Which my council doesn't have, for instance.
Okay, well, you should be writing to your council and saying, we want you to have an organics waste bin. We need it to be collected at least fortnightly. Monthly is too long. Weekly would be better, but that's not necessary for food waste. And make sure that the planning approvals are in place for facilities to be developed to deal with putrescible waste. And that's very easy. People get afraid of this stuff, but it's just a huge composting facility.
Okay.
That's a very easy step that all communities could easily do right now without a lot of investment. When you start talking about recycling tyres and plastics, that requires more industry investment. But some of this is quite simple.
All right, and some of it's just at the front gate stage, really, and that's the councils to organise. Meanwhile, the listeners are coming in with plenty of ideas. One of them says tyres can be turned into energy-efficient passive solar housing. See Garbage Warrior. And another says, wouldn't it be amazing if all the plastic that needs recycling could be turned to giant Lego and giant Lego could help solve the housing crisis? Only half joking. David, thank you very much for joining us.
Great pleasure. Thanks, Fran.
David O'Loughlin is the president of the Australian Local Government Association and mayor of Prospect in South Australia, which is where I grew up. Would have been my local mayor if I still live there.